I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Kidnappings of Christian girls in Egypt are hurting the church. Open Doors' David Curry says it'll take the Islamic community to make a change in society.
When you have radical or uninformed, even, Islamic people who are taking the messages of radical imams and blowing them up on religious basis, they're attacking, they're kidnapping, these kinds of things, then only Islam can address that. We need Muslim moderates and scholars to continue to raise their voice strongly on this.
Pray wisdom and boldness for believers in Egypt. Next week, the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary will hold its annual Middle East consultation. ABTS's Martin Akkad says,
we always deal with some important issue related to Islam and the Middle East and the church's relationship with Muslims and with the Muslim world.
One of this year's goals is to help attendees form a biblical understanding of the religious other. Would you pray for this year's consultation to glorify God and that it would empower the church to live among Muslims in a way that's more like Christ? And the Warrior Leadership Summit is coming the first week of July. It's a one-of-a-kind conference where Native American young people get to hear the gospel from fellow Native Christians. Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says at the Warrior Leadership Summit,
probably one out of five Native young people who attends there will give their heart to Jesus Christ for the first time. That's amazing because, again, commitments to Christ are rare in Native America, but not rare at Warrior Leadership Summit.
If you'd like to sponsor a Native young person for the conference, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network. Let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Find the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.